Let's head to the United States now, where the threat of jail time looms over Donald Trump as he continues to violate a gag order in his criminal trial. Our correspondent Todd Zwillick has more.
We're talking, of course, about the election interference case, otherwise known as the hush money case, the Stormy Daniels case. This is in Manhattan in New York. Donald Trump has already been found in contempt by that judge, Judge Juan Merchan, for doing all of the things in violation of his gag order, talking about witnesses in ways he's not allowed to, criticizing the jury, criticizing the court, all in defiance of the gag order. Well, there was a second group of violations from alleged from prosecutors that came down the pike, and Judge Merchan ruled this morning. And he basically said, look, you're in contempt again, Donald Trump, not only for talking about witnesses and criticizing them, witnesses in this trial, also for praising other witnesses, going in front of reporters and saying David Pecker from the National Enquirer, he's a good guy, he's a nice guy. Well, this can be viewed as an inducement. You're not allowed to do that with a witness. Donald Trump has done this with other witnesses in his past, including Paul Manafort, who was convicted on many felonies pursuant to the Mueller investigation before Donald Trump pardoned him when he was president. Anyway, the judge said, look, the $1,000 fines clearly aren't working. And here's a quote. Going forward, this court will have to consider a jail sanction. The judge said, this is the last thing I want to do is put you in jail. I realize that you're a former president, possibly a future president. But the judge said, I'm quoting again, the magnitude of such a decision is not lost on me. But at the end of the day, I have a job to do. Well, Lisa, after this, Donald Trump was talking tough. He came out to talk to reporters. He said the Constitution is worth it. Going to jail is a risk I'm willing to take. Those are his words. The question is now going to be, where does Donald Trump's desire to be the martyr, to cast himself as the victim of this whole thing and raise money off of it, collide with his desire to go to Rikers Island, the jail in the middle of the East River in the harbor of New York? Rikers Island is where he would go if this judge puts him in jail. Does Donald Trump have the desire? Does he have the guts to go to jail? And even if he doesn't, what about his self-control? What about his impulse control on his phone? We're all going to be watching this together. It's very likely that Donald Trump might say, okay, I've pushed this about as far as I should. On advice of my lawyers, I'm going to knock it off. Or maybe he's going to decide that he has the guts to go to Rikers so that he can raise more campaign money and present himself as the victim. But Judge Merchan was clear. He said it. I don't want to do it. It's the last thing I want to do. Donald Trump, the next time is jail.
Should we be sparing a thought for the presidential security detail? He has one. Do they have to bunk in with him if he gets sent to jail?
Yeah, nobody really knows for sure because this has never happened before in history. Thankfully, I don't have an answer for you that goes back to history because who knows? But yes, everybody thinks so. They would have to bunk in with him. But look, the reality is if Donald Trump goes to jail for contempt or if he's convicted in this case or another case and gets jail time, he's not going to be in Gen Pop. He's not going to be in the general population with New York City's finest. No, he'll be in segregation. It wouldn't be safe for him to be in Rikers with the rough and tumble. So yes, I think the Secret Service would have to be around him and he would probably be in some sort of protective segregated custody where at least his body would be safe, if not his mind.
Columbia University has had to adjust its usual campus-wide commencements. Now, this is because of all the protests that have been going on. What more can you tell us, Todd?
Yeah, well, we've been talking a lot about Columbia, of course, the traditional home of protest of the Ivy League schools, long history of it. And, you know, they're up the road from a lot of the media outlets in New York. They've been getting a lot of the attention. They've had a major encampment there, some buildings occupied, and some police action by the NYPD. Well, now school administrators, as you said, at Columbia have said they're canceling their general commencement ceremonies on May 15th for graduating students for security reasons. Now, the individual colleges and schools at Columbia might still have commencements, so it's not all lost for graduating students, but that's the situation at Columbia. Now, look, they're not alone. Other schools have had cancellations as well. UCLA in Southern California canceled its general commencement as well. So different schools are handling this in different ways according to the security situation. I should also add that just a couple of minutes ago, here tonight on East Coast time here in America, in Boston, at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, otherwise known as MIT. Police had cleared out the encampment on that campus, and protesters have apparently broken their way back in through the fencing, through the barricades, back into the encampment and encircled it, locking arms in their show of force there. So that's a dynamic situation, I'll call it that. That's at MIT tonight. And look, different campuses have handled this in different ways, as we've said. Some have had crackdowns, some have had hands-off, some have had negotiations, some have had attrition, some have had canceling of commencements. So it's been a different situation all across America, but that's the situation tonight at Columbia and MIT.
Our U.S. correspondent Todd Zwillick there.